Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
It's so hot outside. Just whatever you give me. Can I have something frozen? Do you have any frozen crimes?
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I'm John, here with Jamie. How are you doing, man?
Doing really well. This is timely. You and I had a conversation about frostbite over on Bless Their Hearts, and it's making its way into True Crime Cast today.
This week has been weird weather-wise. We've had a lot of rain where it's been dry for what seems like 3 years, and it's been cooler, but today it is sweltering hot outside. So
there will be no frostbite in our world, but there will be in today's case.
Well, why don't you get us started?
We're going to talk about a story from Taiwan that involves the botched insurance fraud scheme. It involves college students, and it involves frostbite. It revolves around two 23-year-old Taiwanese college students, Zhang and Lau, who devised an elaborate and painful plan to try to get an insurance payout of over $1 million.
Okay, so the plot began when Zhang took out eight insurance policies, not 8 million, but eight separate policies, just days before he immersed his legs in a bucket of dry ice for about 10 minutes.
That's hours, buddy.
10 hours. Holy crap. Not 10 minutes, 10 no. hours. Have you ever been around a lot of dry ice? Have you ever touched it?
Yeah.
It's a
natural feeling.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. I was with my daughter one time in school when like as a watchdog dad where you get to go volunteer, and the science teacher had an experiment using dry ice, and the kids had it in their bowls, and a piece fell out, and I thought, I can just like pick this up with my hand and quickly put it in the bowl. Immediate pain.
Yeah,
it is colder than anything I've ever touched. It's not popsicle cold. It's different.
10 hours.
10 hours is a long time, and I touched it for a split second. So when he finally sought medical help, he claimed that he had suffered severe frostbite while riding a scooter with his friend in the middle of the night.
However, the medical staff was pretty suspicious immediately. They alerted the Taiwan Criminal Investigation Bureau, and the weather in Taipei, which is where they were, on January 26th of 2023, which is when this took place, was well above freezing. And this would have had to been below freezing for a long time. Additionally, the frostbite on his legs was really like neat and symmetrical, not like what you would get out in the wilderness. There were no marks from socks or shoes showing that it somehow protected parts of his feet and parts of his legs. It was pretty clear that it was done intentionally.
Hospital staff did ultimately have to amputate both of his legs, and the amputations were below the calf. And they also reported the case to police, like you said. So when investigators learned about it, they got their version of a search warrant, and they found a box that was used to house dry ice and a plastic bucket. So, man, it's awful, but I've been trained to investigate child abuse.
To be suspicious, yeah.
And there's a big difference in I was frostbitten on my legs because I was riding a moped or a scooter or whatever versus sticking your legs in a bucket of dry ice. The difference is, there's going to be a very distinct line where the dry ice ends and regular room temperature begins. On a moped, your whole body would be exposed. And I mean, it just looks really, really different, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to be trained to know the difference, honestly. So he only received $7,200 from an insurance payout. And the other claims were denied due to the suspicious timing of the policies. I mean, first off, he's going to get caught. And second off, less than $10,000 to have no legs for the rest of your life?
Not worth it. And once they were caught, they seized that money as well, and they faced some pretty serious charges. It took them a year almost of investigating this, but they were arrested on January 17th of 2024, and they're charged with fraud and aiding and abetting serious injury. prosecutors claim that Lau was the mastermind behind the scheme, and he's the one that did not get frostbit. So if Zhang was the mastermind, he did a poor job at it. After losing money in cryptocurrency training, Lau convinced Zhang to go along with the plan because he told him that gang members had been after him trying to collect money. And he had Zhang write out a promissory note saying that he owed Lau $800,000 so Lau could say, look, I've got the payments coming to pay these gang members. So it was all a big hoax, and he tricked his friend into freezing his legs off.
Prosecutors further allege that Lau restrained Zhang to a chair using cable ties and then went as far as to take pictures and videos of him with his feet immersed in this bucket of dry ice. The pair did, however, indeed ride on a scooter in Taipei on the date in question, but it was to go by dry ice. So this was definitely not due to extreme weather conditions as they previously had claimed.
It turned out they had been friends in high school, they reconnected at college, and they rode scooters out that evening in Taipei to buy the dry ice. When they got back, that's when Chang endured the excruciating pain from 2 a.m. to 12 p.m. while his friend, who was deeply in debt and taking advantage of him, videoed and recorded it. This is a horrible prank, fraud scheme gone wrong. They both deserve a lot of ramifications here, but I think Lau deserves a lot more, being the mastermind, and I think he should be found guilty of some sort of assault through getting his friend to lose his legs.
I mean, you know, I've thought of different ways I could get rich quick, but I've never thought about freezing my legs off.
Have you thought about freezing my legs off?
It's crossed my mind.
Okay. Well, let this be a warning to you that frostbite don't pay.
I'm not if I do take out a life insurance policy for you, I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have to sign off on that or not, but we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. But guys, we appreciate you with this one. This is certainly the perfect case for what we're trying to do with True Crime To Go when we give these crime stories in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media. Igniting conversation.